Here's tech guy Richard Pascoe. Welcome back.
Yeah, thanks, Darren. Nice to be back.
Very good. So we'll get straight to it. Now, tell me about this Telstra SMS blocking technology.
So everybody will be aware of all the crappy SMS text messages we're getting. We've had them for nearly 18 months now. The ones where, say, you've got a parcel coming, click this link, you know, there's a voicemail. Telstra actually implemented this about 8-9 days ago, but they've turned it on. So people shouldn't, if you're on the Telstra network, you shouldn't be getting them anymore.
Very good.
Which is a great thing. So they've used artificial intelligence and machine learning to pick out all that suspicious content with the links in as well, and they're just basically blocking all of those text messages. So I'm sure this will roll out to the other telcos, but and believe it or not, Telstra have actually said that if you don't want us to block them, there's a number you can dial on your phone and they'll all come back to you if you want.
Because,
we know, 2022 is all about choice.
So, okay, just on those, so when people have opened them up, what's happened there? Just access to their phone and account details and everything?
So what happens is that for the people that do open them up on the Android phone, it actually uploads all your contacts to the internet and every password that you've used on that phone.
Wow.
So that includes banking passwords, Microsoft password, Google password. So you've got to basically wipe your phone and reset every password you used on that phone. And it's why they spread so much, because people would click them, have, let's say, 100 contacts in, and then it just spread like wildfire over the internet.
Yeah, that's why it's called virus. Okay, well, well done, Telstra, for blocking that. Okay, now, tell me about Smart App Control from Microsoft.
They made this announcement last week, and it sounds really good on the surface. So it's a major enhancement to the Windows 11 security model. It actually prevents users from running malicious applications on Windows devices, and it blocks untrusted or unsigned applications. Good idea, isn't it, Darren?
Well, I don't know. You tell me.
All right, so they say because it's going to be enabled by default on new Windows PCs in the future. So enabled by default on the new Windows PCs in the future means if, when this feature comes out, you're going to have to go along, basically wipe your computer, reload everything to get this new feature on there. And I reckon it's the stupidest thing they've ever done. It's unprecedented, and I hope they change it.
Okay.
But people don't like having their computers wiped at all. It's about fixing what's there in the first place.
All right, so basically it's having a nice, cool, sexy name, like the Smart App Control, and it's just not that usable, really.
It's only going to come with the new Windows PCs, and I understand they want us to buy new Windows PCs, but if I've just got out and bought one today, I shouldn't have to wipe that computer
and reload
everything just to get that feature.
Yeah, bugger that.
Yeah.
All right, now I'll just read out the headline that you've sent me here.
Yep.
The electric car's charging station that came with a surprise. Do tell.
Okay. All right. People know that when they go to certain petrol stations, they've got those little TVs in there, haven't they, Darren? That put all the ads on. You pull up, fill up, and you can watch the TV while you're filling up your car. You all know about those. On the Isle of Wight, small English island, boasts a population of about 141,000 people. They've got electric car charging stations. It's got three of them on there for the 141,000, because electric cars are very popular in England, because it's a bit smaller than Australia.
Yeah.
Hackers got in there, and on those little TVs, decided, you know what would be a good idea for you while you're charging up your car? Let's display adult content on there for you. So they took over the electric car charging stations and displayed adult content. Give you something to watch while you're charging your car up.
That's just some bloke going, oh, I've got a great idea. Let's do this. And actually doing it.
So council members in the Isle of Wight were not impressed.
No.
They've been making an effort to ensure that all the explicit images have been covered up.
So you're there, you know, you're doing the right thing by the environment. You got your electric car. You're feeling pretty good about yourself.
Yep.
You're living a nice, wholesome, clean life. And you pull up to plug in your electric car and all of a sudden, bow, chicka, wow, wow.
<That's> exactly
and it's all on.
It's all on.
That's beautiful. Well done, Isle of Wight. So before we finish, what's going on with your Port Adelaide Football Club, mate?
Darren, we're just a working class club. We're just looking to get a few wins.
Is it a case of no Ollie Wines, no win?
Well, we got no Ollie Wines, no Charlie Dixon, no Robbie Gray, no Alir Alir.
Yeah, okay.
Trent McKenzie's running around on one leg at the moment. Probably five of the best players, you know, that we've got. And it's true. At the moment, we're not looking good. But then, you know, we'll probably come out and, you know, knock Cutland off this week.
Well, I mean, it's interesting because Port Adelaide, their feeder club is actually the Port Adelaide Sandful Club, which is just a monster club. I mean, it's so big, and you think that the players that would be coming through would be a bit better.
You do. We've got Kane Farrell, who should be coming back as well this week, who did his knee. They just don't look like their heads in the game at the moment. And I don't think it's the coach. I think it's the players.
Mm. All right. Well, so Carlton, hey?
We'll clean Carlton up. Sorry about it. We'll still win the Premiership this year.
Turn it up. All right. Great stuff. Talk to you next week. And Richard's excellent website is talktech.com.au. Thank you, mate. Talk to you next Wednesday.